Good morning, and thank you for listening to Easy's Community Focus. I'm Ellen Jaffe. This is where we take a look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. And one that is involved in so many areas of our lives and doing so much good for us is United Way. And I'm so happy to welcome Kathleen Cannon, CEO of United Way of Broward. So there's so much going on, but you've got one main thing. I don't know. How many main things do you have on your mind right now?
Well, we have many main things, but I think one we're going to concentrate on, especially right now, talking about is Reading Pals.
Okay, so there's back to school, obviously, is just around the corner, and there are a lot of back to school supply drives, but what you do is actually in the school with the kids. Mm-hmm. What exactly is Reading Pals?
So Reading Pals is an initiative specifically designed to get all third graders at third grade reading proficiency level.
Okay.
There are 33% of our third graders that are not at third grade reading proficiency level, and that's a pretty big percentage.
And what happens if they're not there in time for testing?
To understand, right, so you're learning to read to third grade, mm-hmm. and from third grade on, you have to read to learn every other subject.
Right.
So you start to fall behind and exponentially. Eventually, it starts to get worse. So those students are four times more likely not to graduate from high school. And they falter in their other classes. And from year to year, it gets worse. So we have put a stake in the ground, committed to get every third grader on reading proficiency level.
Okay.
You know, Ellen, I think I shared with you once that there's a terrible statistic that generation from now, our federal government looks at literacy levels in third grade throughout the nation. And that's how many cells they need to build in a generation from that time,
right?
Because illiteracy is so tied to crime.
Sure. If you can't fill out a job application,
yes.
you have to find another way to have money to buy food.
Absolutely.
Everything's all connected.
It is so connected. So we are going to uncorrelate that statistic.
Okay.
And Reading Pals is one way that we're doing that. What it is specific volunteers mm-hmm. who are matched with a student throughout Broward County. Usually a first grade student, could be a little younger, could be older. And that volunteer once a week reads to that same child. So they're paired with one child for the whole school year. It's a 26-week commitment. So it's a fairly big commitment. It's an hour. And they, through training with us, they get taught how to do this with a curriculum, with specific books throughout the entire year. But they help teach that child how to read. They read to the child, and then the child reads to them.
Okay.
And we use different types of training methods to engage the student, to teach the volunteer. But think about that long commitment with one volunteer, with one student.
The bond.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, this bond gets built and this trust gets built. And the student starts, obviously, to learn to read, but also starts to open up, also starts to trust adults, also starts to share some other things. And personality comes out.
Okay.
And we've heard over and over from teachers and principals that the students not only learn to read, but they get more confident, they become more personable, they tend to share a little bit about themselves, they tend to make friends on an easier basis because there is this one-to-one interaction.
Right.
And they actually kind of feel special. Some of the students that don't have Reading Pals start to raise their hand, wait, I want a Reading Pal. So it's also kind of, it feels special and it feels unique to have this and to be able to have that special bond and relationship.
How are the children chosen that participate in the program?
So good question. So teachers and administrators choose the children because we're not in the classroom, so we're really not privy to know what students. So we have a close relationship with our school board, with our superintendent, with the principals and teachers. And they really decide kind of as an interdisciplinary team what student would benefit most.
Okay.
And sometimes a student might not be too off on the proficiency level, but they're having difficulties in other areas or difficulties paying attention or relating. And they need another special tweak with this Reading Pal. So there's different criteria that go into picking the child for the Reading Pals. But we do leave that to the teachers and the school. And it has worked out that we have had such a great match with our volunteers and with those students.
And how do you pair up the volunteer with the specific child?
So we talk to each teacher. Sometimes there's a student that might not have a father figure or might not have a mother, or they're an only child and they always wanted a sister. So we try. We can't match everybody, but we try to know the unique circumstances around the children, and we try to do a pair that we think is going to work and that might help the bond or might give the student a different perspective on a different ethnicity, a different first language, different life challenges. So we try to do it that way to enrich the relationship and enrich the student along the way.
It enriches their whole life. It sounds like there's got to be a huge domino effect in every area, not just in school and academics, but in their personal lives, with families, with, like you said, making friends, and eventually how they conduct themselves throughout the course of their life.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a long-lasting
impact. A long-lasting bond. And that's one of the reasons this is a volunteer activity of ours. We have many volunteer activities.
Right.
But this one, the same volunteers sign up year after year after year. The attrition is so low, and that they just continue to want to stay connected and continue to want to do their Reading Pals program.
You have hundreds of volunteers.
Yeah.
The number, it's amazing to me. And it shouldn't be, because I know the people we live with. But to talk about hundreds of people willing to say, I'm committing every week for 26 weeks, and it's only an hour. But, you know, it's hard for people who are working and have families to make that commitment.
It is. It's hard. Now, it is an hour with the student, but there's also the commute time and there's the commute out time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really is kind of a 2-hour commitment per week. And then some of the volunteers obviously put a lot of time and energy into getting ready for that. Some of our Reading Pal volunteers do flashcards, and they have different types of tools that we have taught them to do. So they might do some preparation as well. So it is a big commitment, but the return on investment for the volunteer and for the student and for all of Broward County is so enormous that
the return has to be in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I can just imagine the smiles of the kids and then the return smiles from the volunteers, because I mean, like a kid hug is it's so special.
Yeah.
Now, with volunteering, I feel like a little intimidated. How do I teach a kid to read? So what goes into the training process?
Yeah, so that is something we hear all the time.
Yeah.
And when I am out recruiting and we're recruiting volunteers, somebody will say, oh my gosh, I mean, you know, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to teach a child to read. So we make it so simple. The training is very interactive, very fun. It's only a few hours. It goes by quickly. And it is really a step-by-step. And we're not asking you to step in and be the teacher and do phonetics and others. We have a very simple method of how we do this, and so much it has to do with the volunteer reading to the child, side by side, pointing out word by word, going over that repetition and repetition. So there's really not this magic that you have to learn to be a teacher.
Okay.
But we give it very simple instructions. We have kind of a manual. We also have a parent manual, and it really is easy, and it is about just being committed. You do not have to be a teacher. You don't have to have been a social worker or anything like that in your profession at all. You just need to want to have the heart to help and the time.
How many of your volunteers end up wanting to put in more time or engage with their readee outside of that 1 hour a day?
Yes, so we do. We have a lot of Reading Pals who want to become more engaged. So if they do, we have to be careful with that, depending on parents and teachers. But we'll work with the school on that. And a lot of times what we have is that the Reading Pals will come to something special that's happening in the classroom or an assembly, or they're going to do a presentation and they're going to be there for their student. So they go to graduation, like if there's like a little graduation at the end of school year. So we have our Reading Pals that participate in school activities, and the child that is the readee, as you said, is so happy when their Reading Pal shows up for other activities.
Yeah.
And we've had like Halloween where the Reading Pals will go and dress up with the student and go out and deliver candy with the school and show up. So it's really special. It's a special initiative.
What happens when the child is finished with the program and moves on into fourth grade and they're no longer participating in Reading Pals because they've done so well?
I know. So it's like the double-edged sword, right? You're the victim of your own success.
Right.
So One is we celebrate that, you know, for the volunteer perspective and the student perspective. We have had volunteers who stay in that same school, but they have new, you know, reading pal that they're assigned to, but they'll go to that classroom and then visit their old reading pal and check in and say, how are you? So kind of the bond can stay connected in a sense.
Okay.
But it is interesting because we want them to not have to need the reading pal at some point.
Right.
And we try to start in first grade, and we have reading pals who then want to move to second grade and stay with their same reading pal. And then, you know, if they need it still to third grade. So when we hear that, you think about how special that bond is, that they actually want to stay and move up with that child and continue to help with the progress and make sure that they're reading on proficiency level.
Now, you choose the books that are going to be read.
We and the school system.
Okay.
Yep. So
can
it's,
you give me some of the titles? Because you know, I'm remembering the books that I read as a kid that were so special to me.
Yeah, there's a lot of different types of books, and we do pick them out with the school system. But there's one book, it's called Quack Quack Moo Moo, and it sounds simple, but when you start to read through it with the child, it is about differences. It's about acceptance. It is about words that you really haven't seen before. It's about hard sounds that are not always easy to make, but the story spells out, you know, how we're so different, but that our similarities are more unique than our differences, and how cool our differences are, and that I can do this, you can do that. Hey, if we can combine those and we learn about each other. So there's also messages in the books, and we teach the reading pals not just about the reading portion and the words, but what's the bigger message in the book, and on page by page, what are things to point out to the student? What are things to ask the student? There's a book, Who's Me and Who's You? As a reading pal, you can say to your child, because there's pictures here, who looks like more you're like your family? Or who do you see that's so unique and so different? Or who would you want to get to know on this page? And it opens up dialogue a little bit. And I'll be honest, we have learned things about our reading pals, maybe that they're homeless, or that they're lonely, or that they're not eating enough at home, or that they don't get a good night's sleep. So then we can, through United Way system, look into that further and help that child in other areas of their life. So the Reading Pal program can open up different paradigms that we might not have known about that child, or the school might not have known about that child.
Yeah.
And then we can do a deeper dive and do deeper initiatives to assist the child and the family and the school. And Reading Pals is helping teachers, too. Teachers have a hard role.
Oh, yeah.
And they work so hard, and their job is so important to Broward and to all of us. So Reading Pals are also, in a sense, can really help teachers in the classroom.
Yeah. So you've got the books. You've got the kids. You need more volunteers.
We do need more volunteers.
You're doing training throughout this month of August.
We are.
How can someone get involved?
So would love for folks to volunteer for Reading Pals. It is for everybody. Men, women, young. You have to be an adult. You can't be a child. But it is really for everybody. To get involved and to look us up, our website is unitedwaybroward.org. We also have Reading Pals at unitedwaybroward.org. Easy to get on there, easy information to see. You can click on there to learn more about volunteering. We will set you up at the training. We'll be doing it again throughout the month of August, but we will do it after August as well.
Okay.
So we can set up trainings for small groups, large groups. We have done trainings in companies where the company wants to do this for the year. And so we'll go right to the company and do trainings right there. So we try to make it easy on the volunteers.
And is there a deadline? Is there a last time? Like, does someone have to be ready to go on the first day of school or the first week?
Well, we gear up, of course, for the school year. So we want our mass amount of our reading pals to be up to speed, ready, and trained. However, we still sometimes bring schools on during the school year. So we would always need volunteers. There is never a too late time to volunteer with us. And sometimes a reading pal signs up and they might need to go on vacation for a week, or they might have a trip, or they might fall ill and they can't do a couple of weeks. So we also have like substitute reading pals.
Right.
They can't commit for that 26-week period. However, they do want to be available, and they can substitute for a reading pal if something. Okay. So we don't want the child to miss a week.
Okay.
We don't want them to be without. So someone can also be kind of a mini reading pal if they couldn't commit to the whole
time.
It's like
a substitute teacher, except you don't have to go and get the degree.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you've got schools throughout the entire county. How are the schools chosen?
So initially, the schools were chosen who wanted us to come in and do reading pals.
Okay.
So it started that way. But now schools, all schools want us to come in. The proficiency level has increased so much. Their scores and their grades have gone up. So teachers and principals see the value of this. But we need more volunteers. We can only do as many schools as we have volunteers to do.
Right.
So the pitch and my plea and my ask is the more volunteers that we can get, the more schools that we can continue to do reading pals and expand. We have schools that maybe we have 20 volunteers, but the school wants 50 volunteers.
Okay.
Or we've got a school, they think they only need 10, but let's get that 10 in that school.
Right.
So we want to accommodate what the schools need and what the teachers need.
And I noticed there are schools as far south as Miramar and West Park, and all the way north to Deerfield Beach and mm-hmm. Pompano Beach and Coral Springs.
Yep.
So pretty much anywhere you live, you're going to find a school that's near you. Even if you live in Miami-Dade County or Palm Beach County, you can always come south a little or go north a little.
Yep. We try to really blanket the whole county so that no matter where you live or work, because we have a lot of people that work that do reading pals, so we try to match them to the school closest to their job so that they're, you know, not taking as much time commuting from their job to theirs. So we really did try to look at the geography and make sure that we had enough schools in all areas that folks would be willing to volunteer, and of course the schools that most need our help.
When you're talking about the training and how simple it is, it sounds like this would be a great program for parents teaching their kids at home,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they sit and they're reading them a story at night to understand how to make it more than just reading them to sleep. Can a parent just come and participate
that's
in the
funny,
class?
Because we have had parents volunteer to be reading pals because they have been reading to their kids. So they know the importance of being read to. And I'm going to share something, too, in a minute about the books that we give out. So we have had parents come forward to be reading pals because, again, they see the impact in their own child. And then they realize they come to the training and they're doing this. And they said, wow, I'm now reading differently to my child. I'm pointing out things in the books that I'm using for reading pals to my own kids. I'm having them engage. I'm having them read back. So it's been interesting that we've heard the feedback that they have actually gotten tidbits about their own reading to their own kids and to their grandkids. We've had so many grandparents who are doing this and that they really talked about the impact that they have. And people really, through the Reading Pals program, learn the importance of reading to kids and that we all need to try to do that.
I can't imagine my life if my parents hadn't read to me when I was a child. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of my best memories are sitting in bed with my mom reading, Are You My Mother?
Exactly.
It's like, I'll never forget the little bird wandering along and asking the big giant machine, Are You My Mother?
Yes. So, and for me, it was Amelia Bedelia.
Right.
I was just such a great. And one of the things so that we have found, so there's so many families, Ellen, who work really hard doing all the things that they need to do to give their kids an education and put food on the table. But sometimes they have to work two jobs or two part-time jobs, and they're so busy. And maybe reading to their child is not a top priority. Maybe making sure that food is on the table and making sure that everyone is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes reading is just not at the top of their priority list. And there are many kids who nobody reads to them at home. And there's many kids, and this is so sad, absolutely do not have one book in their house that is age appropriate. They don't have their own library. They don't have books laying around. They don't have access to that. It's just not been a thought for the family. They're trying other things, that, you know, trying to stay afloat in other ways. So what Reading Pals program through United Way is doing as well, we're building home libraries. All of the books that we do for Reading Pals, that child takes that book home. So they get between 17 and 25 books that they take home as their own books and helping to build their library.
And those can then be passed along to the younger siblings as they're coming up. So it becomes something that, again, it moves on through the family and can go through generations.
Yep. If you start teaching now, those kids are going to remember, oh my gosh, my first book, I will do that now to my kids.
Yes.
I will know the importance of reading.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful principal from Pompano Elementary who talked about one of his students who has a reading pal, and that the first time the kids didn't know right away that they actually get the book. So the first time that the reading pal gave the book to the child, she said, this is the first book she's ever had. She's never had a book before, and cherished it, and then asked her older sister if her older sister would take her to the library. And they got they got a library card. I mean, like, it was just so cool, the different ripple effect that has taken place. And now she visits the library. She has her reading pal books, and she's really reading now, and she has a zeal and a zest and a desire to read and a desire to look at books and to know books. Yeah. So
the whole world that books expose you to, and you learn so much, and you let your imagination fly, and you can experience parts of the world that so many kids never get a chance. How many of them get to go to, you know, another state, much less another country? And you can experience all of that through books. So let's get the volunteers in. Let's give the website, and if there's a phone number you want people to call, and make sure that they take advantage of the training that's this month, free training.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should say that. Okay. So I should say the training is totally free. Yeah. And there is background checks, but we're taking care of, and the school board is taking care of that. So there was really no cost to the volunteer. It's their time commitment.
Right.
But other than that, there's no cost.
Okay. And how do you afford the books that you're giving to the kids?
So we have to fundraise. So we do a lot of fundraising, but we have wonderful sponsors. We have the A.D. Henderson Foundation, Carol and Barney Burnett. Now, they are Publix, the Publix Foundation.
Right.
So they started this idea here, which has been wonderful, and they're a funder of that. We have the Children's Movement is a funder for that. Our Women United, those are women within the United Way system who are donating. They have championed Reading Pals, so they are donors to that. The City of Miramar sponsored a school. Miramar is committed to having their third graders reading at proficiency level. PNC Bank is another sponsor, the City of Fort Lauderdale. Community Capital Management, so we have a lot of folks who are participating with us. It's a costly initiative because it is obviously buying the books and the resources. We have staff that have to do the training and employ all the volunteers, and we've got to get all the schools, and we have to set all this up in every school system. But it's so worth the investment because we're seeing how kids are now reading. So we're very, very proud, thankful to our sponsors, and super proud of our Reading Pal volunteers, and asking folks to continue, and asking new folks to jump on board with us, and let's get Broward
literate and reading.
Literate and reading are
up to that third grade level.
Exactly.
And remember, you don't have to know how to teach to be able to be a Reading Pal. You'll show them in just a matter of hours how to do it. So the website is unitedwaybroward.org. And if you just do a /readingpals, you'll go directly to that page. What's the phone number?
Phone number is 954-462-4850. That is kind of our main number. And our front desk will absolutely send you right to the Reading Pals.
Okay. Let's get our volunteers there. An incredibly rewarding opportunity from United Way of Broward. Kathleen Cannon, CEO, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Ellen.